7, currently at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, temperature stands at 43 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in about 13 minutes or so, we are going to be talking to Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. And Brittany is not in central Wisconsin right now. In fact, for this special Monday, the Solar Eclipse Monday, Brittany has left the state. Why? Where's she gone? Well, we'll find out coming up at about 8:20. And also we'll find out what the weather will be like, how it will affect any of us here in the Wausau area, trying to take a look at that solar eclipse and more. So that's Brittany Merlot with the weather coming up at 8:20 and talking about the eclipse as well. And then at the bottom of the hour at 8:34, after our information update, we will be talking about a play that is coming to DC Ever Senior High School coming up this weekend. Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7 o'clock, and then matinee shows coming up on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. And we'll be joined by cast members of that DC Evers production coming up at 8:34 today. Also going to talk about a hat thrown in the ring for the state assembly here in central Wisconsin. We'll talk about that coming up as well. So lots on the plate here as we start off a new work week on the 8th day of April of 2024. Hopefully everybody had a fantastic weekend, and hopefully Ian Welsh had a fantastic weekend, as we are joined again on the other side of the glass by my engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. I did have a good weekend, and the highlight of the weekend actually happened yesterday. My family and I had tickets to see the Illuminate, a show at the Grand Theater. And, oh my gosh, it was amazing. I was so impressed. I mean, the music, the dancing, the lights, just the whole show was spectacular. Oh, man.
Fantastic. Yeah. Again, we see that so often. I mean, we're going to be seeing multiple shows, as we're going to talk about later in the program this week. We see it almost every week, and you get a chance to go to just a wonderful venue, see a wonderful show. We've talked about it, and we're going to keep talking about it because it is such a big highlight of living here in central Wisconsin. That's mm-hmm. one of the great aspects of central Wisconsin, is having such a vibrant art community, whether it is as you are right in the midst of right now, being part of a show, mm-hmm. whether it's being a patron and an audience member at a show. We are just very, very fortunate to have so many great opportunities. In fact, coming up later in the week, as we do every other Wednesday, we're going to find out what else is happening at the Grand with Sean Wright, and I'm sure you'll be able to say what a wonderful time you had this weekend at the Grand Theater as well.
So. Mm-hmm.
But you're starting now week number 2 of rehearsals for your next show, correct?
Oh, yes. Rehearsals have been a little slow at first, but learning the vocals is always the first part of any show. It's always the longest, but it's very worth it, because once you have the music down, everything else just kind of falls into place. So once we have a good understanding of the music, and then we can move on to the dancing as well. And that should be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. So again, glad you had a great weekend. I had a busy Saturday. Had a couple of softball games. The Marathon Red Raiders were in action. Marathon defeated Edgar in the first game. Very good start for the conference campaign for Marathon, 7-2. And then Wausau East had the big bats out and beat Marathon 20-9. In fact, weather permitting, as I look outside, keeping an eye on the sky, we'll find out more about how much precipitation we may or may not get later today. But this afternoon, we are scheduled for another high school broadcast. The Newman Catholic softball team on Friday had the Newman Cardinals and the Wausau West Warriors in an exciting game where it looked like Newman was going to get off to a winning start this year. They led 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning, but the Warriors rallied with an eighth spot in that bottom of the sixth, the win 10-7. Well, Newman will look to get that first win of the season later this afternoon, playing host to Athens at Sunnyvale Park. We will have the game as long as the weather stays, you know, I think at this point looking pretty good, but expecting maybe light rain. But if we don't get anything significant, I think we'll be in good shape. I'll be on the air from Sunnyvale at 4:35 for the pregame and the first pitch set for 4:45. So, again, that's Newman against Athens, the Cardinals and the Blue Jays, Battle of the Birds, red against blue, coming up at 4:35 today, live here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And the thing about being out, and I was out basically all day on Saturday during the afternoon, was there at about 10:30. The first broadcast started just before noon, and then the second game was at 4 o'clock, and it was sunny the entire day. I mean, there was no cloud cover at all, and it was very nice. I mean, the temperature was still, you know, cool, but not bad. It was around 50 degrees, and but the thing about it was today and yesterday, in fact, when I took a shower, the head feels a little raw because of the sun. It's almost like I think I got a little bit of a sunburn because my hair is a little bit short than when the water hit on it. Yeah. It was actually, it feels like, you know, that little burning sensation when you have a sunburn. And when you go into the shower and you just have that little burn on my forehead and on my head where the hair is covering it up, it feels a little bit raw, which is actually a good thing. It means we actually are getting towards the spring. But it was just interesting where I could, and I had an event on Saturday night. Newman Catholic had their Cabin Fever, which is a annual fundraiser for Newman Catholic Athletics, and I'm the MC, and I've done that for many years. And I was saying to some people there, I said, does it look like I got a sunburn on my forehead? Because I could feel it. It was just odd. But real quickly about that event, it was just a wonderful event. Again, basically from 7 to 11, it's a wine tasting. They have silent auctions, and I've been fortunate to be part of it for many years. Lots of generosity. This year they were raising money to improve the weight room over at Newman Catholic, and they were able to, you know, beat their fundraising goals, so that's going to help all the teams and all the students and the student athletes at Newman Catholic. But it was just a terrific event, and lots of folks on hand enjoying the company, had great entertainment as well. So again, just wanted to mention that was a really fun Saturday evening, but it turned into a long Saturday because basically I was in marathon most of the day, and then when the game ended, I had to rush because that game, the 20-9 game, went a little bit longer than I expected. So I got in the vehicle, headed right over to the Newman Catholic because that was starting up at 7 o'clock, and the game didn't get finished until, I think, around 6:10, 6:15, but able to get there in time and had a great time with a lot of good folks over at Newman Catholic on Saturday night. So, again, lots going on. But today, the solar eclipse.
Oh, I really hope the weather clears up because I would really like to see it. And I mean, it's going to be around for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it was sunny and clear, so we actually could see it.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Unfortunately, I don't think so either.
Yeah, it does look like at this point there will be overcast skies. And here in central Wisconsin, in the Wausau area, we're not getting total. It's called totality. I haven't followed this that closely, but I've been hearing those terms being thrown around. Totality. That basically is a complete total eclipse of the sun. Here in the Wausau area, we could get as much as 80% cover, which is still significant. Still going to be very much noticeable here in central Wisconsin. The partial eclipse will peak over central Wisconsin at approximately 2:06 p.m. But again, the weather is going to be, I think, and the thing about it is, as I was looking at some of the maps, Southern Wisconsin actually is going to be breaking up this afternoon, so they're going to get fortunate. It looks as though, as we get here to central Wisconsin, those clouds are going to stick around at least quite a bit, and that's unfortunate. Yeah. But again, don't be one of those folks that looks staring into the sun.
No,
you know, if you're one of those folks, and I know that there's a lot of people that have been traveling to areas of totality, and I was looking at the map as well. There's this line that basically down, it starts in Texas, goes through Oklahoma, goes through southern Illinois, goes through northern Indiana.
It goes through a lot of states.
Yeah, and then into Ohio, and then goes in towards the northeast part of the country, really near the border of Canada and the United States. That's the line of totality. It's sort of like if you're playing tic-tac-toe and you start from the lower left, you go up to the upper right,
yep.
That line that goes through, that's basically the line of totality when it comes to the eclipse here today. And I know, as I said earlier, that very excited about it is Brittany Merlot. In fact, she has traveled to get closer to totality. And we'll find out exactly where she is when it comes to this eclipse. As
Tic-tac-a-totality.
Tic-tac-totality. Exactly right. So that's very cool. So, again, I know a lot of people. I know there's an event going on just down the road here in downtown Wausau at the Marathon County Public Library.
They're getting all set for it.
Absolutely, cool. And we'll find out all about that event tomorrow. We'll find out how it went, because tomorrow Chad Daly will be joining us for his every other Tuesday visit. It's going to be a little bit earlier, so if you're looking forward to hearing about what's happening at the library, usually we have Chad on in the first segment of the second hour, but he's busy right now, and obviously lots of events going on, and he sent me a note saying, hey, could we come do it a little bit earlier? So we're going to do it tomorrow at 8:34. So again, Chad Daly will join us tomorrow morning at 8:34. And also, real quickly, want to note as well, on Wednesday, in addition to our normal Wednesday guest, every other Wednesday, Bob Look in the first hour, and then Grand Theater's Sean Wright in the second hour. Also in the second hour at 9:34, we're going to be joined by Sarah Marie Brock, who is a newly elected member of the Wausau School Board. So she'll be joining us on Wednesday. So a lot going on coming up in the next few days and throughout the week here on this program on Bow Falls Radio. The time is 8:18. Again, lots of cloud cover as we start off our new work week. Monday morning, 43 degrees is the current temperature. We'll get the details on what to expect for the rest of the day and early part of the week weather-wise, and talk a bit about that eclipse as well with Brittany Merlot coming up. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Years from now.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21. Again, lots of cloud cover. The roads are damp, but when I was coming in, the rain was not coming down, and the temperature a little bit warmer than what we saw at this time last week. We're at 43 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Very big day when it comes to science and weather and the skies and everything else. It is the solar eclipse today, but the weather not exactly cooperating here in central Wisconsin. But if you're not going to be able to see the solar eclipse in its totality here, some people, they get in their vehicle and they hit the road to make sure that they get an opportunity. One of those people is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm so excited. I'm like a little kid at Christmas, but
And the thing about it is, I was tuned in the last hour when you were on with Pat, and you left the state, haven't you?
Yes, I did. I left. I had to. I had to go see this. I missed the last one. It was in 2017, I think.
Yep.
Completely missed it. I was working. It was cloudy up in Minnesota. That's where I lived at the time. And I'm not going to miss this one. So I've got family in Illinois, friends, family, everything. I booked it. I was like, this is my opportunity. I'm taking it. I'm going to go see it. But now what am I going to do? I'm still like 2 hours-ish north of the actual totality path.
Mm-hmm.
But the traffic is so crazy. Everyone is trying to hit the roads and do these things as well. So I may or may not go to the actual path or stay right here, but it's close enough. And it's bright and sunny, as you can see behind me. So no clouds in the sky here. Now, Wisconsin, Wausau, we have a chance. We do. A small chance. But what's happening is those clouds, that system off to the west, it's sliding up into Minnesota. It's going to Canada. So it's going to take those clouds and that rain with it. If you notice, the showers have been moving north. Mm-hmm. Well, the clouds are going to move north too. And it's already sunny in Madison. It's already starting to peak out a little bit into Stevens Point. So not too long from now, we will start to see those clouds break up. And they continue to break up through this afternoon. So around, 207 is our maximum in Wausau. There's a chance. So get those glasses. Make sure you have them. And be free.
And I love that. It's like that old saying, you're saying there's a chance. It's always, always keeping that little bit of hope. And you're right. What I saw was about 80% totality here in the Wausau area. So if that does, you know, get a little lucky here, if we get a little bit lucky, we would still have, I think, rather significant. I was looking again at that map, and you were right. You would have to go pretty far south in Illinois in order to be totality, because it's like I was saying to Ian, it's like a tic-tac-toe from the lower left going up to the upper right, basically going through Texas and Oklahoma, southern Illinois into Indiana, Ohio, and then up into the northeast near the border of Canada. But yeah, you'd have to go, and people don't realize, and I've done this in the past, you say, oh, just southern Illinois. That's a long way when you go from north to south in Illinois, isn't it?
It's like Illinois, Indiana, and Florida are like the longest states to try and drive, and they're so boring.
What about weather-wise, basically early this week? Because, I mean, I was out on Saturday and was saying to Ian as well, it was sunny all day, and I was actually out all day, and feels like the sun actually burned me a little bit, because being out there, it's that time of year, the sun is getting higher. I know that we're starting off with that chance of overcast and a little bit of rain. What are we expecting? How much in terms of rain are we expecting, and how soon will things clear out?
Sure, absolutely. So we're looking at a little bit of clearing taking place on this afternoon, and we're going to be good for this evening. Highs will hit the mid-50s, not too bad at all, pretty comfortable. But tonight, overnight, we do see chances of some more showers pushing back in, but that's while we're sleeping. Could linger a little bit in the morning hours before it kicks on out of here. Then we'll see the clouds start to clear a little bit, and we'll see 55 degrees again tomorrow. So once that little light precipitation's out of the way, the sun is going to be abundant for Wednesday. That's when our temperatures spike into the mid-60s. So very bright and beautiful out there, but another chance of another system. This one's still wobbling around. It doesn't know exactly what it wants to do yet, but I'd say expect some rain on Thursday to Thursday night before a beautiful weekend. So that's good news.
The old wobbles back, huh?
Yeah, she always wobbles.
And I guess finally, getting back to the eclipse, folks need to know they should not look straight into the sun, correct?
No, do not do it. I mean, think about it this way. Do you stare at the sun right now in any long-term time frames? No, you don't, right? It hurts your eyes. You're going to look away. So just because it's darker and there's a shadow, those rays are still going to be intensified. And the longer you're staring at it, it's not safe. You are going to damage your eyes. You're going to hurt them. So if you're going to go outside, get those glasses on or even a welder's mask. I'm serious. You could use that too.
That'd be kind of cool. Walking around with a welder's mask.
Everybody be looking at you like you've got a better idea than the rest of us.
And actually, it's a cool day, isn't it? I mean, this is cool stuff, because it's also where a lot of people come together, and it's really just and I think you were saying to Ian before we went on the air, this is last time in 20 years that we're going to see something like this.
In 20 years. So long. I mean, where are we going to be in 20 years? That's crazy to think about.
I'm going to be hunched over, very old in 20 years.
Right.
Brittany.
We're not going to want to go outside in 20 years, right?
Enjoy down in Illinois. Enjoy this special event, and we'll get your report on it tomorrow.
Sounds good. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about yours as well.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist down in Illinois, getting closer and closer to totality here on this Eclipse Monday. Right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, 43 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour, gusting as high as 21 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 38. The dew point is 37 degrees, relative humidity of 80%. The barometer at 29.72 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. So actually more of a hope than I expected, to be honest with you. I thought it was like pretty much zero. Now it does look like maybe those...
Now we have a chance. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
The breaking of the clouds moving this way. Hopefully by 2 o'clock this afternoon, we get a little break. Just, you know, at the right time. You know, just break up for a few minutes and then you can go back to bring back the clouds as well. But
all we need is a few... minutes in order to see it.
Exactly right. And Robin Shawno says 46, and over in Shawno says the sun is shining. So again, there's big portions of Wisconsin that is facing the, you know, is getting some of this sun. So
he also says that he has a welder's mask. His dad was a welder.
Oh, there you go. How about that? Good for Rob. And get that welder's mask out there and enjoy it. Coming up, we have an information update. We're going to get you news, weather, and sports. We do that at the bottom of the hour and the top of the hour every hour here on Bow Falls Radio. And then coming up after that at 8:34, we have a couple of special guests, Julian Traska and Grace Phelps from DC Everest and the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical, coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at DC Everest and their theater. So we'll talk about that coming up as we continue on this Monday morning. The time is 8:28. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. I said, what a day, a year, a life it is. You know, well, you know, you had it coming to you. Now there's not a lot I can do. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also see our video stream if you go to our Facebook page, Bow Falls Radio, or our X page as well. The time is 8:35. Again, overcast skies and 43 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And coming up, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, Thursday, 6:30, on Friday at 7 o'clock, and then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both at 1 p.m. at DC Everest. It is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. DC Everest Performing Arts Department. Great weekend coming up. And to talk a little bit about the program, we are joined by a pair of cast members, Julian Traska and Grace Phelps. And Julian and Grace, first of all, thank you for coming on over. Did we take you out of school this morning, or is the school not started quite yet?
I mean, you took us out, but I'm not complaining about
it. No, neither am I.
Terrific. First of all, Julian, what character are you playing in the show?
I am Dad.
And I think we may have an idea who Grace is playing.
But yeah, I play the mom.
So the parents of the wimpy kid.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about each of your characters? Because I think, you know, in the title it says Diary of a Wimpy Kid, we'd have an idea about the kid. What kind of characters are the mom and the dad in the show?
Yeah, I think that a big point is that the parents are kind of the leaders. Like, you know, you expect, you see the kids, but having the parents in it. And I think we're supporting our children, right? We have, in the show, we have three kids. And obviously, Greg is the main character. But we both kind of support them in different ways. Like, I see my character as kind of, I think Julian has said, like,
wearing
that my
the
character
pants.
Wears the pants and kind of takes leadership. And that's kind of evident in what you see of my character, of like teaching them how to be adults. And I feel like Julian's character kind of encourages them to just be kids and to have fun with their lives. And I think that's really cool.
Anything to add about your character, Julian?
Yeah, she hit it spot on. She wears the pants and she says, you should go do this, 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 and this. This is good for you. And I find things that are fun. Like one of my lines is, go outside, go get a hobby. And I think the strictest that I get is I say, go outside and go work up the sweat.
For folks that may be not familiar with the show, maybe a thumbnail sketch on what is the show about? I think you hear Diary of a Wimpy Kid, I think is a good idea, but maybe a thumbnail sketch on what the show is about.
Yeah, well, if you've read the books, the best way we can describe it for people who've read the books is that it's a kind of a combination between, I think, the first and second books. But it's about Gregory Heffley, who is in the show, is our son, and kind of his middle school life. Like a lot of times in musicals, you see it portraying older characters, but having one that portrays adolescence and what it's like to be a kid and the different struggles that it's like, and kind of leading his way through life and learning where he fits in.
Yeah, he's kind of naive, and so he's finding his place in life, which is something that we can all relate to. And that's why we love the musical. Finding things and people and cliques in school, it's really hard. And throughout the show, he talks about popularity numbers, literally. And it's brought up on stage. There's numbers, and this person is this number. They're at the top. So I need to be friends with them. And by the end of the show, we start to realize that it really doesn't matter.
Is it special for everybody involved in the show to have a show that does speak to the time of life that everybody's going through that's part of the show? And again, this is a show that involves both the high school and then the junior and middle schools as well. Does having a show that really does speak to the experiences of everybody involved in the show, does that make it even a little bit more fun and special?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think because a lot of shows, they portray adults, and that's a stage that most of us haven't been through. We haven't experienced those kind of things. And I think it's very different to have a show that talks about all, especially school age. Like I'm still in school. We're all still in school aside for the directors. We all can remember what it was like at that point in our lives. But for some other musicals, you can't do that because we haven't experienced it yet.
It's also a good thing to look back and reflect on, because if you did have a bad experience in school, you can look back and be like, it really didn't matter that much. It wasn't that deep.
You got through it, huh?
But when you were in the moment, it was the biggest thing in the world to you. And those bad things that happen, those core memories, because you're still growing at that time, and so are we. But in the moment, those crush you.
Again, we're talking to Julian Traska and Grace Phelps, members of the cast, playing the father and the mother in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical, going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at DC Upper Senior High School. One of the things when you came in and we were talking before we went on the air is just how many people are involved in this show. I mean, it's pretty amazing. How many students are involved in this production?
We have about 65.
65 in the cast, and lots of students are in the crew as well.
And that was one of the interesting aspects that, you know, we were talking about, is that the students really are at the wheel in terms of pushing the buttons for the lighting cues and everything else outside of the director. I imagine that is also something that is just fantastic to be, whether you are a performer or whether they're people on the crew and having all of these moving parts. Man, I mean, it must be really an incredible experience.
Lights are student run. The stage is student run.
Sound
is student run. And we have about, like, with the cast and crew, we have 85.
Yeah, it's like there's so many different ways to be involved in the show. And I think that really allows for kids of every interest to do it, because obviously we like to be on stage, we mm-hmm. like to sing, we like to act, we like to dance. But for some students, that's not their thing. They want to be part of the show, mm-hmm. but they might not necessarily be comfortable being on stage. And I think having so many things that are student run really allows for everybody to participate.
For yeah. each of you, how long have you been involved in theater and performing? How many productions have you been in? How old were you the first time you each got involved in a production?
I think I was in like fourth grade, maybe. I did a summer school show, and that was my first one. And
what show was it?
It was called Why Mosquitoes Buzz. And I was an owl, and I was also like the understudy for the mother owl. So I guess kind of full circle, I guess. And that was my very first show, but I really started committing to it, I guess, in sixth grade, and I've been doing it ever since. I think I've been in a little over like 17 shows, and it's what I intend to do in college as well. So, yeah.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior, so I'm about to graduate.
And Julian, when did you first get involved?
I started in fourth grade. It was a class project, and it was about the westward expansion. I was James Madison, and I sung about escargot and going to France and buying the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah, as a fourth grader, did you even know escargot?
It was a learning moment.
And how many shows have you been involved in at this point?
I think I'm up there with Grace. I honestly lost count. I'd say 15.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, so you have still plenty of time at DCE as well. The process, and we were also talking about the process, about how sometimes it takes a while. I would imagine, especially in a show where there's so many moving parts, where you have so many people involved. It did take a little while, but now if you guys feel pretty confident as we get into the final run-up to the opening night on Thursday.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the process? Is there nervousness in it every time that you go through it? Because I imagine that sometimes it comes together a little earlier, sometimes a little bit later. Maybe you can talk about each about your processes in terms of when do you feel comfortable? Is it when you first get off book? When is it when you first get into costume? Is there a feel for each of you in terms of your process where you feel, okay, I kind of feel good about where I am?
Yeah, I think that overall, I think the whole show is a learning experience, like, because we get the script and then you have to learn the script, and then we get blocking, which is where we stand on stage, and we get choreography and we get notes, and we're still getting notes now, like, even though the show is pretty good and it's getting all put together, we're still getting stuff that we can improve on. And I think personally I feel the most comfortable when I'm off book and I'm really confident in my lines, and especially when I get my mic, because then it's a very vulnerable moment, because if you make a mistake or something, or you say something you shouldn't have, or like you forget a line, like, it's very vulnerable because everyone can tell. And I think that's a really important moment, and having the mic and being up on that stage with everybody else and everybody can hear you, that's when it really like clicks in, like, okay, I gotta work for this now. And it really motivates me to learn my stuff.
Julian, how about you?
I'm right with Grace. The most crucial moment in a show as an actor is getting off book, because then you can start incorporating feelings and facial expressions and choreography. It really adds the last element that you need in a show.
You mentioned those moments where that's one of the great things about live theater is when you go to a show, it is live. You can go to either any of these shows this weekend. It's not going to be the same.
It just
will never be. Do either of you have an experience where you had that moment where you had to get through a moment where either yourself or somebody else on stage where something happened, or have you not had anything like that happen? Because that's, as you said, that's one of the moments where you got to be able to handle it. Have you, either of you ever had a moment where, okay, We had that little bit of a moment, but you got through it. And, mm-hmm. and somehow, many of the times, the audience wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Well, I can just say this week, Grace had to work. And so I was on stage acting by myself. It kind of threw me for a loop, but it made me realize that as an actor, I need to know the whole scene. Mm. I need to know everybody else's lines and what their intentions are, let alone my intentions. Mm-hmm. And this isn't about Grace at all. It's just that it's about me, and I realize that there's more to it than just saying the lines and being where you're supposed to be.
And Grace, how about you?
I think there's a lot of moments I can think of, especially in other shows, because I've been in a lot of shows, and especially for ensemble, like the senior show that we did was Catch Me If You Can, which had amazing people in it, and so does this one. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with any role of being in the show. And like Jillian said, I had to work this whole weekend, and so I was gone for all of the rehearsals. I only came for like the second act, I think, that we were practicing on Saturday. And it's really important. Like if someone forgets a line, you have to be able to recover.
And improv,
so maybe they can catch the line again and kind of make that seamless transition. Or maybe it's just easier for the scene at that point in time to skip ahead a little bit and to say a line maybe you weren't supposed to say at that particular time, but it kind of covers up the fact that they forgot a line. Mm-hmm. But it's okay, we can move on. And I think it's a moment of panic. You're like, wait, hold on. Are they going to remember this line and like cut me off? But it's kind of a split second decision that you have to make, that like what is best for the scene and to allow us to keep moving on is, do I keep going or do I stop? Like it's...
Grace Phelps, Julian Traska, break a leg this week.
Thank you.
Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical at the D.C. Everest Senior High School. Thank you again for coming on by.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
Really nice and terrific. And again, take advantage, as we talked about earlier in the show, so many great... And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:51. Again, overcast skies, 43 degrees is the temperature, and right now dry. And it looks as though there is a chance maybe of some slight chance of some showers here early, and maybe even a slight chance later in the day, but just a lot of cloud cover, it appears, in the forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, warming up to a high near 55. Showers likely in the overnight hours, especially after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight and a low of 41. And then tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., then turning mostly cloudy in a high near 54 degrees, as I said. Right now, overcast and 43. And again, thanks to really, I got to tell you, and I know, Ian, you know this as well, in terms of what I've said this so many times, mm-hmm. whether it's here on this program when we've had a chance to talk to some performing arts folks and theater kids and everybody else, and of course during our high school sports show, or get a different group of high school kids with with the student athletes, I can't put into words how much I enjoy talking to the kids. I just think that it's been one of the greatest aspects of the work that I've been able to do here. It's great to talk to political figures and talk to people in the news, adults, but I really enjoy getting the opportunity to have these kids who are going through these processes for the first time and finding out the things they enjoy to do and just taking a chance, going out there on stage in front of their family, their friends, the community.
Indeed.
and finding things that they do so very well. And thanks to Julian Traska and Grace Phelps for joining us. And that was Wendy Vesper, correct? You know everybody in this community. She comes and gives Ian a big hug, saying, you know, how wonderful.
I've worked with her in multiple theater productions. Everest and beyond Everest, actually. I've worked with her a few times as well. But, yeah, good memories at Everest. So many fantastic shows. So many amazing friends.
Yeah,
it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and it's just, it's something you never forget.
And again, it's just interesting when we have a chance to talk to some of these kids, and in this case, Julian being a sophomore and Grace being a senior, and hearing about, you know, they're starting in fourth grade, and just like we've talked with you, that once you get involved in it, you just keep getting involved and getting involved, and all of a sudden, you know, they're talking about losing track of how many productions they've been part of, and
need to make a resume of all the shows you've been a part of, and keep all the progress of all the shows you've been a part of, so you can keep them in order.
You get hooked, don't you?
Oh yes.
And then you talk about keeping the programs. In fact, back, you know, when I first started going to shows, back when I was in like college, especially, I kept all these programs, and I got a theater box. I got a box that's full of this stuff and scripts from the shows I've been in.
Have a box as well, but then I ran out of room, so I had to put it in a drawer.
Yeah, you got a lot more. Yeah, you need a multiple file cabinet to keep track of everything that you've done.
We're trying to get one of those, actually. That'd be a really good idea.
But again, if you have an opportunity this weekend, Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 1 p.m., Sunday at 1 p.m. at the D.C. Everest Senior High School Theater, D.C. Everest Performing Arts, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. And it's also interesting that this is really a production that's involving, we heard, 65 people
that's
as part of the cast.
Incredible.
It is part of incredible. But this is beyond the high school. And I saw an interview with the lead and a couple of the other leads that are involved in this show, and they're from the middle school. Mm-hmm. They did a little TV spot last week, and I was taking a look at it. Nice. And it's amazing how that, you know, some of this really, they're asking some really young performers to carry a lot of the heavy lifting, and as we heard,
it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, from what Julian and Grace said, handling it exceptionally well. But it's really cool that they're bringing in kids from the D.C. Everest Middle School and Junior High, along with the Senior High, for this production this weekend, and so many people involved. And also, I found it very cool that they do have, as part of the crew, the people that running the lights, people that are running basically a lot of the technical aspects of this show, being students as well, getting hands-on experience.
Exactly. And that hands-on experience is really helpful, especially if you want to learn these new skills, like actually doing it yourself and getting that experience. It's a really valuable tool.
It is. It truly is. So, again, it was really cool to have two of the cast members, two of the 65, but Julian Traska and Grace Phelps, again, thanks to them for coming on over, and thanks to Wendy Vesper for bringing them on over as well. So, and that's just one of the area high school shows that are going on right now, and hopefully we're going to be able to get some cast members from Wausau West and Wausau East as well in the next couple of weeks to talk about their spring productions. It's that time of year, the spring productions in high school. You always have the fall production, and then you have the
spring and the fall productions are usually the ones we try to get the interviews for, because those are the big ones that happen.
Yes, they are.
All around the community.
The time is 8:57. Coming up, we still have another hour to go. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about another hat being thrown into the ring when it comes to Election 24 as a person who is really an asset to our community, Yi Lengzhong. We've had Yee on a couple of times. He is a member of the Marathon County Board and also the D.C. Everett School Board. And this weekend, he announced he is running for the 85th Assembly District. We're going to talk about that because he has an opportunity to make a little bit of history. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Talk a little bit more about this eclipse that is coming. We'll talk a little sports. The Bucks are continuing to struggle, but we have a lot.
They are.
We have a lot to talk about. We'll get the latest update from Ian Welsh on his exploits. So a lot to come. Uh-huh. And we'll start the week off as well. Well, you got to get you another W here because you had a good week last week. It was you were above the.
I ended a Friday on a good.
Yeah, you started the week. Friday yeah, you started note. The week last week well, and you ended the week last week well. So
exactly,
we'll have that coming up. So a lot still to come in the next hour. But coming up next, it will be an information update. Get the latest news, weather, and sports from around the area, around the state, and around the country. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Send me.